Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and this is Thursday, June the 20th. 7 days until Donald Trump implodes into a giant ball of... I'm not going to say it because it's not nice. But that's okay. I'm not that nice. But I'm still not going to say it because there's some things I just don't say. He's going to implode, trust me. In fact, you know, Carville is betting that he's going to walk out of the studio. I'm sorry. That he's not even going to come to the studio. I, on the other hand, am betting that he will walk out of the studio. I think that's what's going to happen. I think he'll come in for a little bit. He'll throw a fit. He'll have a tantrum. And he'll walk out like he did on 60 Minutes and as he has done in other places, because a very sick man. And we're going to show some things here in a little bit, not yet, but a few things about how sick the man really is. We're also going to be joined here any minute by Felicia Hampton, and I'm going to give her a quick text while I'm talking to you, because Felicia is really incredible, and she is the executive producer of the Freeman Bosley radio show. So let's see here. Are you ready? How's that? And, you know, somebody like Felicia, you would expect would never be even a half a second late, because she's been in radio forever. And, you know, one of my pet peeves, it's worse than a pet peeve. I don't like it. Being late to be on the air. And my dear friend Joe, who runs everything up here, makes everything work, he could tell anybody that I walk into a studio with 30 seconds to go, but I don't run in here with 30 seconds expired. That's the difference. I'm in here on time. Every day, always. Today I was 10 minutes early. Shocked. Poor Joe. I didn't think he was going to make it. But okay. Felicia says she's having connection issues. So I'm going to tell her any time is okay, because she has some things that she would like to talk about, including the Freeman Bosley radio show. We definitely want to talk about that. Anytime is okay. So we got that. You know, connection issues, we can always say, okay, you had connection issues. Connection issues is the kind of thing you can only have once. Really, you know, like, for example, you know, I've taught at the university for years, and one of the things that I have found at the university is students who come to me and say, can I turn this in late? My grandma died, which, you know, I generally figure grandma didn't die, but that's okay. And then the next time that grandma dies, you know, I then have a problem for a very simple reason, which is grandma can only die once, you know? Second time, that's a problem. But anyway, that's the story on all that. But Felicia, I'm sure, is having connection problems. We'll get her in here in a minute. I wanted to mention that... This is so ridiculous. No, actually, I'm not even going to start with this one. I'm going to start with a better one. Joe, you got my laughing box in there? Yeah, I want my laughing box for this one. Yeah, got to have the laughing box. Here it comes. Yeah, okay, that was enough. The bottom line is simple. Donald's stock is going to zero. I mean, it just couldn't happen to a better person. But here's one of the things I've loved about the stock market, and I've said this over and over. I'll say it again. You know, you can get up here and tell me that a family of four is spending $11,000 more this year than last, and there's no way I can prove it wrong. I can make you sound crazy, which I've done, but I can't prove it, okay? You can come in here and say that Donald Trump won the election in 2020. He can swear he won it. He can then turn around and tell people he knows he didn't win it. And all that nonsense goes on and on. But here's the thing. If you've got 114 million shares of a stock and it's down to $20 a share, the numbers are the numbers. There's no way around it. This man is going down, and we don't have to talk about jail. We don't have to talk about any of the crazy stories. We don't have to talk about the Russians. We can talk about one thing only, the last price on the stock, which is actually in the 26 range right now. It was down another 15% today. And just to give you an example, because at first I didn't know exactly how many shares he had, because what do I care? But I read it, and I don't forget things like this. The man's got 114 million shares, and it's down about $4 today. So 114 times 4 takes you to another $500 million. This guy is losing roughly $500 million a day. Yeah, you scared me, but that's okay, because that is true. It is laughable. And he's getting destroyed. And he's got till September. And here's the deal. If he's got 114 million shares, and if it ends up in September at $1 a share, which I'd say a dollar is in the ballpark, it could be 50 cents. 50 cents to a dollar. So that would be anywhere from, say, $50 to $100 million. I mean, that's money. Don't get me wrong. I mean, $50 million is a lot of money. But for this guy, you know, he's supposed to be the richest guy on the planet and every other idiotic thing that comes out of his mouth. I mean, we know he's a rapist. We know he's a Nazi. Oh, let me be fair. Not a Nazi. He's a neo-Nazi. Let's get that correct. He's a neo-Nazi. He's a new version of the Nazis. Why don't you give me that one, Joe? We could do the Nazi thing here. Yeah, not the laughing box. We want to do the Nazis. Yeah. Okay, come on, Nazis. Yeah, Michael says, come on to grandmas. Yeah, there you go. Okay, here we go. Adolf Hitler.
America's presidents have always brought something unique to the White House. From revolutionaries to businessmen to statesmen, their common thread has been clear. A commitment to the founding principles that make America great. Until recently, there was something else every president since World War II had in common. They all saw Adolf Hitler for the genocidal monster he was. All of them except one, Donald Trump. After 80 years of presidents who despise Nazism, Donald Trump became the first one to praise it.
They're poisoning the blood of our country.
It's sick. It's wrong. And the Republican Party is defending it. And if you're a Republican voter, it's time to ask yourself, is this who you are? Because if you're still defending Donald Trump, the answer is yes.
That is one of the best Lincoln Project advertisements that I have seen. And you know what? They're going to keep on coming, because this guy has got everything that you could imagine that's wrong in the world. Everything. And he's got it all, and it's such a pleasure to have some decent people out here who are telling the story the right way. Lizzie says Joe Biden bringing dementia to the White House. But I'm saying that this is a slightly different thing. This is Donald Trump attempting to bring the unified Reich to the White House. His words, the unified Reich. Okay, so Felicia says she thinks it's connecting. It says it's connecting, putting everything in order. Okay, I mean, I got a picture of her attempting to connect. So hopefully it will connect. So, you know, it's just, internet's a funny thing. When it works, it's great. When it doesn't work, it's a little bit of a problem. By the way, I don't know if you know that at the same time that Donald Trump is promoting Adolf Hitler across the United States, Lizzie says, who's a Nazi? Yeah, I suggest you check out the Unified Reich, Lizzie, and then you'll know. And here's the thing. While he's bringing the Unified Reich to the White House, or trying to, of course, instead, we've got some great people doing some great things. And I'm going to sort of short circuit that and go straight to one of the greatest of all time. And that is Felicia Hampton. Hi, Felicia. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I am well. How are you?
No, I'm terrific. And I know you had a little bit of a problem getting in. And that's, you know, internet, you know, sometimes it works great. Sometimes, hey, I can't tell you, you know. But
yes.
But thanks for being here. And I have already introduced you as the executive producer of the Freeman Bosley radio show. How's that? Oh,
that's exactly correct.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Freeman Bosley. We all know the city of St. Louis, absolutely. And also boots on the ground, Brother Anthony Shaheed. I have to give a shout out to the whole all-star cast, as we like to say.
That's right. Now, they do a great show.
Yes.
And every once in a while, you have great guests on. Like who?
Yes.
Like me.
Like Marcason, of course, right? None other.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. We've had some great guests on the show. And we cannot leave out none other than our very own Senator Carlton Alameda, who was running for the United States Senate. Here in Missouri, and so she's also a co-host on that show, and has been for many, many years. So, we try to keep the community informed.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. You know, people listen to that show. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I know your internet is still struggling a little, but we're going to hope that it's sort of.
Oh, is it? Is it still struggling?
A little bit. Not. It's better now. So, okay. But at any rate, no, I was going to say, you know, anytime I'm on the show, I mean, I get bombarded by people who say, I heard you on the show, you know. So, yeah, they listen to the Freeman Bosley show.
Yes. And, you know, I'm out, when Mayor Bosley's out, Brother Shaheed is out, we get a lot of people who tune in, and you know, we also do a Facebook Live with it on the new Real STL News channel. We go live on our own personal pages, so we get a lot of people tuning in to that show just to hear what's going on. We have a lot of elected officials, a lot of St. Louis leaders. We cover some local news, some state news, some international news. We just cover a lot of information, some of the just news that people can definitely use. If there's grants that are given out, you know, like just this week, people can tune in and hear about Brother Shaheed and Mayor Bob. They're doing what they call the buddy plan for a colonoscopy, because this is Men Health Awareness Month.
Sure.
And as you know, I'm a registered nurse, and so I promote all things health. And so with it being Men's Health Awareness Month, they talked about their buddy-buddy plan and how they're going to have colonoscopies and how important it is for men to have their healthcare, you know, and to receive those different procedures and exams and diagnoses that, you know, that can keep them around.
Yeah. And then let me say this on the subject, because everybody should talk about it. And by the way, I happen to be wearing my Susan Komen tie tonight. So that's for women's health care. But
yes.
But let me also say that I have my colonoscopy at least once every 5 years, which is what you have to have when you've got my family history, because I had a grandfather who died at 56 years old from colon cancer. And you know, my doctor tells me that and has told me for 2 decades now that I will never die of that. That I may die of something else. Well, I will. Okay, we all will. But it won't be colon cancer for a simple reason, because I go in all the time to be sure that whatever's in there, they snip the heck out of there. So there's no way to get me because they're on top of it.
Okay, because you're on top of it. And that's what's important, to be on top of it, you know, and making sure that we're keeping up with those appointments, like you say, and knowing when you should be there. You know, as a registered nurse, I do a lot of advocacy work. I champion health equity. I do a lot of work at the Capitol, going back and forth, speaking with legislators about policies, you know, regulations, legislation, just hoping that, you know, we can make sure that Missourians are getting the best health care possible. Access to health care is important. You know, we had the nurse practitioners. We're hoping to get full practice authority, so that we can expand healthcare in those areas, especially in the rural areas across Missouri. But unfortunately, that bill, it didn't pass, and nor were they able to get it on the ballot. But it's something that will be revisited in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, actually, I'm going to be in Jeff City on this coming Monday. So I'll be up there. There are going to be hundreds of students who are going to be part of a special government program to get kids involved in civics. And I'm going to be talking to that group on Monday. So, you know, we all go and get involved in these different things. And there's no question. I mean, you know, Freeman does. You know, I was on the show a couple months ago, and Freeman ran out and bought a whole bunch of books that he sent up to my students at Cardinal Ritter, and Shahid was up to Cardinal Ritter just not too long ago, and of course, and Anthony has come to my schools for as long as I've been teaching, and he's come to them all, at Vachon, Roosevelt, Beaumont, everywhere, and you know, so the thing is, all of you and us and, you know, combined, we just do everything we can to help people. Mm-hmm. To strengthen the community and to make people better, to help them have a better opportunity so that they can do great things as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what it's about. And that change that we speak about, sometimes you have to change policy. You know, sometimes we have to change legislation. Sometimes you have to shake hands and cross party lines, you know, educate the community. Sometimes it just requires us. It's so many different moving parts to making sure that we create that change. And so you going to the Capitol, you know, doing the work that you're doing at the Capitol with those youth on Monday, that's one piece of the puzzle. And so we thank you for all that you've been doing for over the years. You're not only as an educator, but even in the media. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm also an educator, so
I do know that at St. Louis Public Schools.
Absolutely. And I teach health science. One of the things that I love about teaching health science, because it allowed me to place more our future healthcare workers, provide them with the tools they need to get entry level positions into the healthcare field. That is so important, especially when we came through this pandemic with such a shortage of not only nurses, but certified nurse assistants. We just did not have enough. to the point that we had to go to nursing agencies and ask them to go to other states and contract with other states to have nurses and CNAs come into our state to help us take care of our you know, sick citizens, those that were ill. And so being a health science educator, being someone who trained nurse assistants to get that certification so that they can work in the hospitals, work in in-home health companies, you know, work in long-term care settings, I take pride in that. I take pride in training our future healthcare workers.
And of course, also you've worked with, again, the great Alverda Smith.
Absolutely. That's my mentor.
Yeah.
And my sore. I don't know if you can see my shirt, but I have on my Sigma Gamma Rho shirt. Yes, I am a part of the Divine Nine. Miss Alverda is not only my Sora, but she is my mentor. She is the one that kind of like molded and mentored me through St. Louis Public Schools in health science. We do several things. She's just kind of guided me through. I don't know if you're familiar with the Nurse Honor Guard, which is a national organization that honor nurses after they passed away. We go to the funeral service and we give them a tribute and honor them for the work that they've done as a nurse. And then we also provide a living tribute to nurses. So we just did a living tribute to a registered nurse, a 95-year-old registered nurse, Miss Janine Wingo, who had been a nurse in the state of Missouri for roughly 40 years. And that was done through the Nurse Honor Guard. That was Miss Alverda Smith, who introduced me to that organization. So longtime friend of yours, dear friend of mine, mentor. Absolutely. We couldn't have this discussion without mentioning Miss Alverda and the work she does.
Yeah. And also, let's not forget Dr. Bob, her husband, who will help you to be able to see if you're having a problem. In fact, I went in this morning to get my driver's license renewed on my birthday. It's coming up. Mm-hmm. And they give you that vision test. And I have to tell you, that's not so easy. I was trying to read those tiny letters, and it wasn't good with or without my glasses. But I passed, so...
Are you telling me it's time for an eye exam?
I guess so, yeah. I've been thinking about Dr. Bob anyway. I should give him a call. I may.
We have to get over to Smith Optometry and make sure that we get an eye appointment and make sure as we age, it's something we need to do. Even young people, though, need to make sure that they're getting those eye exams, making sure that there's nothing wrong. I found out that through an eye exam, you can diagnose if you have a brain tumor or you know, any other illness. Some other illnesses can be diagnosed just through an eye exam. So don't underestimate the value of just going to have your eyes checked. This is Men Health Awareness Month. I'm going to say it again and again. Make sure that ladies, daughters, make sure you're taking care and directing your husbands, your brothers, your sons, to get that their health checked out.
Yeah, and actually, I've been told that the doctors, you know, they put that little light up to your eye and they look inside. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. they say they have looked into my eyes and they have actually seen concrete evidence of Trump derangement syndrome.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah. You probably don't have to look in my eyes to know that I got that. So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Poor Donald. You know, I really feel sorry for him. I know on the show we've had on your show, you know, we've had discussions where some of the guys are worried that he could get in. And I insist that there isn't a chance in anywhere that's going to happen. The man is headed straight down the drain. But anyway, let's talk about your people that you want to promote here. So first of all, you got a lady and she's a nurse and talk about, let's put up the flyer and then you can talk about, you know, what's going on here.
So this is Patty Lewis.
Right.
Patty Lewis is a state representative for the state of Missouri. And she is actually now running to be a Senate in her Senate for District 7. And are you able to hear me okay?
Oh, perfectly. Yes.
Okay, awesome. So she's running for District 7 for State Senate for Missouri. And she is having on July the 1st a fundraiser. And so I am one of the host committee information with some of the other great people like Representative Deb, the Honorable Deb Lavender. And we have Rhonda Newberry, who is also with another organization that I am with. There is just a couple of people. If the flyer comes up, they'll get a chance to see some of the other people that are on the host committee. But the thing about Patty Lewis is she is a registered nurse. She is the only registered nurse in the House at this time. And when she is elected to Senate, then she will be the only registered nurse in the Senate. And it is important that we keep a registered nurse at the table. Otherwise, we will be on the menu. It's important that we make sure that we have a voice at the table so we can continue to not only protect the profession of nursing, but we want to ensure that we are able to have a voice for the Missourians that we serve. So when you get admitted to the hospital, we are there helping shape that legislation. We're there helping shape the policies that are written. And so there's Patty Lewis, the registered nurse that's running for Senate, but there's also Greg Bush. Greg Bush is in Columbia. He is currently running for the state representative for the 50th district out of Columbia. So my desire is to see that we have a representative state in the House and that we maintain the House. And then we also have the state Senate, Patty Lewis. So Greg Bush and Patty Lewis is who I am advocating for, that we get them elected so we can continue to serve the Missourians, continue to have some influence when it comes down to nursing, the nursing profession, and legislation.
Yeah. And it's so difficult out here, Felicia, because obviously we've got a Republican state, and the people in this state generally have a great love for a very sick man who really, you know, Donald is, you know, he's got a debate coming in a week. And when the debate shows up here a week from now, we know what we're going to be dealing with. We're going to be dealing with a man acting crazy on the stage. He's going to be screaming and yelling. And the only question is, does he walk out in the middle of this thing, which I predict he will? Of course, we've got James Carville saying that's not it. James Carville says that Trump won't even show up at all in this debate. But in any event, we do have problems in the state of Missouri with this, because this state is enamored with this man. They love him.
Mm-hmm. Well, the great thing about healthcare is that, and I hate to say great thing, but everyone is at some point is going to know someone who gets sick. And I think that many of the issues that we deal with in healthcare is a bipartisan issue. And so, although we do have some issues that may be partisan, we do have many issues that are bipartisan. And so when we go to the Capitol during the legislative session, or we have those discussions, whether it's Democrat, Republican, or in between, we have those discussions, we're able to bring the information that now, sometimes, like I say, it's not always this way, but too often we are able to have a discussion, and it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. So we have had both parties to support us on many of the issues that we have gone to the Capitol to speak about as it pertains to healthcare.
Well, and we need that for sure.
Yeah.
And now there's another flyer I've got here, Which one is this, Felicia?
So then, this weekend, coming up June 22nd, Thomas Business Enterprise is hosting a wellness fair. And it's a free fair. This is a free health and wellness fair. It's sponsored by Fit for Life, which is under the umbrella of Thomas Business Enterprise. Thomas Business Enterprise is a in-home healthcare company that is five generations. It was started by the grandmother, and it's now being ran by the granddaughter and several granddaughters and great-granddaughters. It's a family-owned business, and they provide services to our vulnerable population here in St. Louis, St. Charles, St. Louis City and County, going in the home, setting up medication, making sure that their clients are, you know, stay out of the hospital and stay in their homes. And so they do a lot of great events. This is just one of them, but this is also a community event. So the community is welcome to come out June 22nd, this weekend, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will be at Viking Hall. If you're familiar with Mayor Sharon Pace, this is right in her community, Viking Hall, 95 North Oaks Plaza, right there by the NAACP. So they're going to have several vendors. Ungun Institute with Dr. Marty Casey will be in the building, sharing that information that how to ungun your trauma, right? How to keep yourself self-caring. What does that look like? And so there will be some work, get a chance to work out and do some yoga and do some exercises and be physically fit. There will be some cooking exercises and some light cooking exercises where people can learn how to, you know, cook some light meals, healthy meals, and just learning how to keep that A1C down, lower the cholesterol, control your diabetes, control hypertension, hopefully, you know, maintain kidney disease or prevent that kidney disease. So, yes, it's a free health and wellness fair. They plan to give out vouchers, food vouchers, so that those that attend will be able to go to the grocery store and pick up a few items. So that's June 22nd, this weekend, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Viking Hall right there in North Oaks Plaza.
Okay. Hey, Felicia, you know, I really appreciate you, you know, coming in with us here. And, you know, we'll do this again. In fact, what we ought to do is get you and Freeman and Anthony and, you know, I'm still going to get, I got to get out to Charles Muhammad as well, which I'm going to do. And just, you know, get you guys in here and we could all talk a little bit. And, you know, when you see them, which probably, no, not until next week, probably now. But when you do, tell them that we need to set up a date.
Okay, absolutely. And I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this information with your platform. I hope that some of your listening audience get a chance to come out and be a part of the health fair. And I hope to get a chance to see you at the NAACP Freedom Fund dinner on June 22nd because Jasmine Crockett is coming into town.
That's a big one.
Congressman Jasmine Crockett will be into town. Be here in St. Louis, and I'm excited. I don't know if you are aware, but I am running as an at-large delegate for the state of Missouri on June 22nd. I go and I do my one-minute pitch. So it's a lot going on June 22nd, wrapping up Juneteenth month, and I'm just excited. So thank you again for allowing me to just come on your platform and share my information.
Felicia, sounds great, and I'll be in touch with you like – in a minute.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Uh-huh. Okay. So we made it through the internet struggle. And by the way, you know, that's another thing that really we need to think about in this country because, you know, you go into the city and you've got some issues with the internet, even in St. Louis in the city, and you go around the country and you're going to find in urban areas all over the United States, there are problems with internet connection, which, you know, if you're out in West County or you're out in Beverly Hills, California somewhere, I mean, you just assume that everything works. But in some parts of the country, it doesn't work. And we certainly need to do something about that. What I'm going to say right now that you need to do something about is you need to think about what you want to eat for dinner. And I would say that one of your best choices is at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, which of course is Wendy's. And Wendy's is a great place to eat. They've got everything. They've got, well, first of all, last night I was really mistreated by my friends suggesting that I was down at Wendy's eating non-kosher pig meat. That's the way they like to put it. But at any rate, they got all kinds of beef at Wendy's. Trust me. Wendy's is a great place to eat for everything. You can get beef, you can get pork, you can get everything, I'm sure. Relax and don't get crazy if you're one of those friends of mine. But I will say that the hamburgers, the cheeseburgers, the patty melts, the smoked meats, the chicken, you know, those wings. Everybody loves those wings. Yeah, not I, but everybody else. They love the wings, and also, I love the onion rings. Now the onion rings are terrific. I'll have to find a rabbi to pray over those onion rings so that I can eat the onion rings. But at any rate, it's just a great place to eat, and it's at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road in the Valley, and by the way, you can go to Defiance, Missouri, and what do you know? You're going to get the same great food, because all great Wendy's food, and this is in Defiance. This one's at $29.99 South Highway 94. That's in Defiance. And I'll tell you, even I could find my way there, mainly because if you give me a GPS, I mean, I could get anywhere, virtually anywhere, sort of anywhere, almost anywhere. Yeah. So Wendy's in Defiance as well. Don't forget them. Now, if you're looking for jewelry, Jewels on Hampton, they'll take care of everything for you when it comes to every kind of gem that you can imagine, every kind of diamond, the best diamonds that you can imagine. They are all at Jewels on Hampton. If you've got diamonds that you want to sell to them, they can buy them from you, too, at great prices. They're very fair. And Al, along with his son, AJ, I can tell you right now, they are fabulous people to deal with. They're very friendly. I mean, you'll love them. You'll enjoy the place. They'll show you everything you ever wanted to know about jewelry. And before you walk out of there, they'll even fix your watch, because they do all that, too. So again, this is Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton, and that's in St. Louis. And then finally, let me take you back into Clayton, where you can find the St. Louis Suit Company, and they're on the corner of Central and Forsyth in Clayton. They've been there for 29 years, and you can see on the screen that picture of all those great suits and sport jackets that they have at the St. Louis Suit Company. Everything at great prices, really excellent clothes. Everybody loves it. People, you wouldn't believe all the people who go there. I keep threatening to bring some of those famous people on the air, and I'm going to do it. Just haven't gotten to it yet. But there's some very famous people who buy their suits at the St. Louis Suit Company. And also, it's a great place to go if you're getting married or you're going to a wedding. They take care of everything having to do with wedding attire. I mean, the St. Louis Suit Company is the best. And you know they are, because they've been there for 29 years. And they'll probably be there for 29 more, which at this point might beat me. If you know, I could probably break 100, but we'll see about that. Anyway, it's the St. Louis Suit Company. You got Jay and you got Nick and you got the whole family. They're all there and you will love them. Everybody does. Okay. So let me respond to one bit of criticism from the first half hour. And that is that it didn't mention anywhere in that video. It didn't mention one thing about Donald supporting the Unified Reich. And that is true. But let me remind you that Donald's a tricky little character, isn't he? Because what he did is he put that Unified Reich business on whatever that company is that he's got that's going to zero. He put it up on there. He promoted it. And then as soon as he got caught, he ripped it off the air and said he never heard of it in his life. But I can tell you right now, there are people who have seen it and have copies of it. And I don't personally have one, but I don't need one because I can just talk about the fact that his wife always told everybody that ex-wife, but, you know, they're all ex-wives with him. So, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, before he went to bed at night, he read the speeches of Adolf Hitler. And apparently he learned a lot from it, because the one thing they did mention on the video is when he talks about poisoning the blood of America, which is straight Hitler language. I mean, nobody uses that language or used it, but Hitler. That was Hitler. Adolf Hitler. That's where that language comes from. Poisoning the blood of America. But the thing about it is, when Donald says it, and this is on YouTube, you can find it. When Donald says it, he says that the blood of America is being poisoned by immigrants coming from Africa. Right. What color do you think they are? Oh, he only meant the white ones. No, I don't think so. We know exactly what he meant, and we know what the story is. So therefore, it is quite clear that this is our version of Adolf Hitler. But don't worry, because between now and the early first week of November, Donald will be obliterated. He will disappear into what I always describe, and other people have historically, that's the trash heap of history. That's where we deposited Joe McCarthy, and that's exactly where we're going to deposit our version of Adolf Hitler, Donald J. Trump. And anytime you've got a stock quote thing in front of you, all you got to do is remember his name, DJT. Put it in, and every day it'll be a little bit lower. But, you know, I had to laugh, too. One of the Donald Trump websites promoted Donald in this way. They said, you know, as of, I guess, yesterday, they said he had lost $260 million because of the decline in the shares of that crazy company. It's actually a SPAC, Special Purpose Acquisition Company. Anyway, but they were wrong, because he's got 114 million shares and $228 million would be $2 a share. And that hasn't dropped $2 a share. It's dropped, well, recently it's dropped $20 a share, but which, you know, 20, that gives you $2.8 billion, not 280, $2.8 billion. And then the next thing is that if you go just back a little further to when it was 80, so 80 down to 20, that's about $60 a share. You multiply that out times 114 million. And next thing you realize is he's already given up somewhere around $7 billion out of that great fortune that he had amassed with this idiotic company that is a complete waste. It's a complete waste of time. They don't do anything. They don't do anything. They've never done anything except for they lost $58 million in 3 years doing nothing. So there you go. Let's go to my other clip here. This is my clip night. So let's, this is really good. This is Clarence Thomas business. Clarence is in trouble, of course, because he won't recuse himself. Let's listen to Sheldon Whitehead, who is the senator from Rhode Island.
Put up this fantastic new way to draw the public's attention to the epic scale of the corruption on the gifts front. This is Clarence Thomas's list of gifts and growing. Let me put that up. To ask you all the questions we want to ask you and play the whole thing, but it is a powerful new way to illustrate the depths of what we've been talking about, the incredible disparity between public service and transparency and the growing numbers of Americans who do not trust this Supreme Court.
Yeah, there are 25 different significant gifts that have been not disclosed. And probably more that we could find out about. That's just what we know about that has come up publicly but not disclosed. Luckily, the Judicial Conference is looking at whether or not to make the filing requirements retroactive when they recently cleaned up after the Scalia trick.
Okay,
so
we're
if
good,
they
Joe.
Say what they said to me, that it's a clarification, then that means it was all.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. And that really, when I saw that, I loved it. I mean, Sheldon Whitehouse is actually very, very funny. And you know, this is just great. Anyway, so here we are, 1 week away from the great debate. Yesterday, there was a meeting of the minds, the great minds of the world. And of course, the meeting in this case was between Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. And the interesting part of what they came up with is they met for hours, and then they announced a mutual assistance program under which each of the two countries will come to the support of the other in the event of aggression. And I'm sitting here laughing at myself and I'm thinking, who is going to attack either North Korea or Russia? And of course, the answer is nobody. No one's going to do it. The only attacks that go on are from Russia into Ukraine. And then, of course, we've got North Korea launching missiles without anything in them. Okay. But they launch these missiles and they have them drop in the ocean just close enough to Japan to keep everybody awake. And they then turn around and say that their version of NATO, which is hysterical, you know, NATO is now up to 32 countries, just added in Finland and Sweden, which have, you know, two of the most powerful armies in the entire world. And so 32 great countries that represent somewhere in the vicinity of about $58 trillion of GDP. That's NATO. And then there's this great organization, I don't know what they call it, between Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un, and here's the deal. Kim, I don't know what he's got. He's got nothing. So we can count that as zero. And then Vladimir Putin's got $1 trillion. So let's call it $1.1 trillion between his group and $58 trillion in NATO. So you tell me what the heck is going on. And, you know, the sad part about this truly is you've got add in, you know, China. They didn't officially join into the group yet, But they're on the edge of all of this. In fact, they're not only on the edge, but everybody knows that if not for China allowing this meeting between Kim and Putin, it wouldn't have even occurred. Because, you know, China is in control of whatever North Korea does, and probably so of Russia as well, because as you may know, Russia is considered by many to be a vassal state of China. So, you know, really the only thing that's really dangerous about all of this, of course, is the fact that Russia has 6,000 nuclear weapons, which they could easily use to wipe out the entire planet. The United States has got 5,500 of those weapons. So between the two of them, we could wipe out this planet many times over. And the only reason it hasn't been wiped out is because of NATO. It's because of the brilliance of Harry Truman, Franklin Roosevelt, who died right before all of this, Cordell Hull, the great Secretary of State of Franklin Roosevelt, and George Marshall, whose name eventually was placed on what they called the Marshall Plan. Everything that we did after World War II, I say we, the United States of America, everything that we did turned this world into a place where we could all live in a reasonable way. I mean, we had a couple of scares along the way with the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was so well managed by John Kennedy. But don't forget, behind John Kennedy's managing of that crisis was the strength of NATO. And that's always out there. And anybody in the world, whether it's China, whether it's Russia, whether it's North Korea, whether it's Iran, I don't care who it is. They all look at the world and they all know that if they want to mess with anybody, they're going to mess with 32 countries representing $58 trillion of GDP. It's just not what anybody wants to do. And the only reason that anybody even remotely thinks that they've got a chance to do anything right now is because there's a fear in one part of the world, which is Europe. And unfortunately, we have people among Donald's group who call them Euro trash, and that is pathetic that they do that. And so you know, on one hand, you've got the fears of Europe. And on the other hand, you have the excitement, the enthusiasm of people who have basically very little gross domestic product, very low per capita income. I mean, these are people who have nothing. They are in poverty because they are tied in with the worst people on the planet who have stolen everything that these people have ever had. You know, if you go on Google and you put in richest man in the world, it will tell you that as far as they know, it's probably Vladimir Putin who has more, in theory, according to what's written on Google, than anybody in the entire world on this planet. And remember, he didn't have a company, didn't start a company, didn't develop some new technology, didn't come up with a new idea for how a chip, a semiconductor chip works. I mean, he didn't come up with anything. He only came up with one thing, and that is the idea that you can kill anybody that you don't like, and you can jail people from other countries who come to your country and then blame them for all kinds of bizarre things. And then after you blame them, you put them on trial. And their trials, of course, never see a jury, never see a Judge Mershon, never see anything resembling the United States judicial system. And so what you've got is you've got Putin sitting out here hopeful that there's some way that he could get Donald Trump installed in the presidency so that Putin could then turn around and legitimately claim that Russia, after all these years, 100 years, now owns the United States of America. That's what we're dealing with. And if you think that's an exaggeration, you need to go and read 448 pages produced by Bob Mueller. Because I can tell you right now that if you go through there, you're going to think one of two things. You're going to think that Mueller had an imagination beyond anybody's conception of what an imagination would be, or you're going to be fearful that Donald Trump is up to something. Now, if you had any sense, you would believe that he's up to something. And I'll give you an example. It's really one of the best. Well, there are two that are the best. One is when in the White House, the Russians came into the White House when Donald became president. They brought in the Russians, Foreign Minister Lavrov. They brought in the Russian press. They kept the American press out. And they took all these documents, secret, classified American documents, and passed them around among the Russians and Donald, all high-fiving each other in the Oval Office in the White House. Now, it's all on Google. You can go and pick it up. 2 minutes after we get off the air here, go pull it up. I'm telling you, it is pathetic and it is real. It is not the doctored videos of Joe Biden wandering around Europe, which, of course, was none of it true. But what it is the real picture of what happened in the Oval Office under Donald Trump the moment that he entered the White House, right away. Now, the next one is in Helsinki, where he sat up in front of the reporters, and Jonathan Lemire asked him the question, do you believe the United States intelligence agencies, or do you believe Vladimir Putin? And Donald Trump's answer, which again is all over the internet, you can read it or hear it anytime you want, and he said, I have no reason to believe that Vladimir Putin would lie. So when you watch Kim Jong-un and you watch Vladimir Putin together on the other side of the world proclaiming their great organization that will protect them from any kind of aggression, which there is none, we would not attack those people. We have no desire to. Of course, they're going to fight back against Ukraine. Yeah, because Ukraine is under attack by Russia. Sure. At any rate, okay, so those are the two great examples. I mean, if you think that this Russia thing is a hoax, well, all I can tell you is I only hope for your sake and all of us that this guy never gets near the White House again. Because otherwise you'll find out what the hoax is and what it's not. And I don't think you want to know. I think you'll be a lot happier believing that the deep state is coming to get you rather than knowing that the Russians have finally bought us through their puppet, Donald J. Trump. 1 week from now, I'm telling you, you're going to see a great debate. And I think that's going to help you to understand what's going on, too. I predict he'll walk out. Obviously, Carville thinks he'll never show up. I only can say right now that because of the St. Louis Suit Company and Wendy's and Jules on Hampton, that we have the opportunity to talk to you every night. And we are Showdown, and I am Mark Kaysen. Good night.